He left off on the Tesla days. It actually left off right smack in the middle of the story. So we'll backpedal a little bit just to get our bearings back into the story. So the Gemara on Daf Chaf Tes and the Beis, we'll pick it up from Hal Gavra. It's the third of the end of the skinny lines, right before the wide lines, three lines up to the end of the line. Hal Gavra, the Shadla Gita Levisu, that somebody had sent a get to his wife. So Amar Shaliach Loyadanala. So the shaliach, who's supposed to bring this get to the woman, a small technical problem. He says to the husband, I don't know who your wife is. So it's going to be very hard for him to do his mission. So the husband said to the shaliach, don't worry about it. Zil yabe la'abba b'min yumi. You give the get, you go find this fellow called the Abba b'min yumi. The iu yadala. He knows who my wife is. V'leiz v'leiz v'niyaba. And Abba b'min yumi will go and ultimately deliver the get. So of course, what happened? Also, for Ashkach Abba Ben Yumi, he went. The shaliach went, and he couldn't find Abba Ben Yumi. So Ashkach is really in a pickle. He has no idea who the woman is. He has no idea where Abba Ben Yumi is. What's he supposed to do? So Ashkach the Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Chaim Bar Papa, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. So he happened to walk by, and he saw these three Amoraim who were sitting together. Yossi, Rav Safra, Gabayu, and Rav Safra happened to have been sitting together with them as well. So Amulek, so the three Rabbanim said to this shaliach, "Masor milah kavibita, that you hand over your shlichus to us, that you give us the get, you put us in charge. If he yase Abba Ben Yumi, this vinolei, when Abba Ben Yumi will arrive, we'll give him the get. The lays of us vinolei, and he'll go ahead and he'll give our get." So basically, what the Gemara is almost invoking is the same imagery that we've been speaking about up until now about the notion of shaliach as a shaliach. You can have multiple shalichim. So even though this person was really only authorized to give it to Abba Ben Yumi, but it's okay, give it to somebody else who's in turn going to give it to Abba Ben Yumi, who's in turn going to give it to the woman. So Amar Rav Safra, so Rav Safra said, wait a second, this is not the same as all the cases we've been talking about. Shaliach Shlomita Megerishin, who this fellow, this shaliach, was never appointed to actually give the get to the woman. This is not like all the cases we've had. Until now, we've been talking about Reuben appointed Shimon to bring the get to his wife. So Shimon's role is a shaliach legerishin. For whatever reason, Shimon gets sick. Something happens, he can't make it. He can appoint Levi Yehuda, etc. Because he was authorized, in effect, to take the place of the husband. Here, the shaliach was never authorized to give the get to the woman. The shaliach's goal was supposed to be the mailman. He was supposed to deliver it to Abba Ben Yumi. And Abba Ben Yumi was the one who was going to give the get to the woman. So since this original shaliach was what we call in Allah Hashlech Shlomita Legevishin, he never had the authorization, he can't start giving it over to other people. He can't start appointing other people to be the shalichim. He has one job. His mission says, bring to Abba Ben Yumi. You can't find Abba Ben Yumi, no problem. You better wait around until he shows up.
He's the shalich.
He's going to be shalich Legevishin, right? So the shalich appointed him through the appointing of, by telling this shalich to tell to an effect. So no matter how we're going to know all this is true, that's going to be another question in terms of, are we going to have Edis? Are we going to have stars? How are we going to verify that all this is happening, that nobody's pulling our leg here? It's a good technical question, but that's what's happening over here. So all these three Rabbanim who had suggested this option were embarrassed. They realized that it was right, that the question was a very, very powerful question, and they had almost given an incorrect psak. So Amar Rava, the Rava commented, Kapchinu Rav Safra, L'tlasa Rabbanim Simuchi, that Rava, upon commenting on the story, said that Rav Safra basically had chopped off the legs of these three great rabbis. A phrase of saying that he had outsmarted them. He had a good kasha. That his question against these three rabbis, smuchim, these three great rabbis, was in fact justified. So Amar Rav Ashi said, no. It was in fact not such a great question. But my kavchinu, what was the kasha? What was the refutation? Ki mika amale abba minyumi v'lo at. Let's not forget, what was the original role of the shaliach supposed to be? The original shaliach was supposed to actually give the get to the woman. The husband wanted him to be the original shaliach. The only reason why Abba Ben Yumi got mixed into this joint is because the shaliach didn't know who the woman was. So when the Baal revamped the role of the shaliach and said, I want you to bring it to Abba Ben Yumi, he never meant to uproot his role as a shaliach of Gerushin. The husband was perfectly okay. If this shaliach would have known the woman, because on that, what do you have to waste Abba Ben Yumi's time for? So there really was a shaliach negerishin. So it's not like Reuven appointed Shimon just to be a mailman. No, Reuven had originally appointed Shimon to be the Shlech LeGerushin. So Igidi Amrei, and there are others who say there was a little bit of a different nuance of the story. Amar Rava, Kavchina Rav Safa, Leklasa Rabban and Smuchim B'Ta'usa. According to this version of the story, that Rava is commenting that Rav Safa's question was a mistake. And according to the first version of the story, Rava was saying, what a great question he had asked. And now the second version of the story is saying, no, it was a bad question. Why? Amar Bashi, Mai Ta'usa. What was the mistake? Here the version is that in fact these Rabbanim had that caught up. There really was something wrong with their Cheshbon, because it could be that when the Shlichus was revamped and the person said, forget about the original job, forget about bringing it to the woman, I want you to simply bring it to Avraham and Yumi. So it could be that he had uprooted the original Shlichus. And now the shliach was no longer shliach legerushin, and as such, in fact, he had no right to go give it to these three rabbanim to serve as the supposed shliach to give it to Avraham and Yumi. So it's not 100% clear whether the shlichus was original shlichus was uprooted, which would take away the authority of that shliach, or do we say no, that the original shlichus was still intact, and therefore he did have the right to hand it over to these three. So there was a machlokes and two lishonos in the Gemara itself. Whether the three rabbanim did make a mistake, whether the three rabbanim didn't make a mistake. How Gavra? So now the Gemara tells another story. How Gavra Shadla Gitla the Besu. There was a man who sent the get to his wife. He said to the Shaliach, don't give her the get a tlosin yomin until 30 days pass. 30 days had to pass before the get could be given. And of course, what happened? It missed the go tlosin yomin. Within the 30 days, so something happened to the shliach. He couldn't finish the job. If the shliach had to go run, he had to go out of town. And now the question is, does he have a right to hand over the shlichos to somebody else? So also the kamei de rabba. So the shliach comes in front of rabba. Am rabba, chala time of man.
I'm fine.
Okay.
I heard some loss.
It's a new mini to Akiris HaShulchan, I think that's the... It's the Amar Rava. So Rava, going back to what we spoke about in the previous Rigya, that does the Shaliach have a right simply to hand it over to another Shaliach? So it depends. If an onus happens or the first Shaliach gets sick, then he does have a right to hand it over. That's exactly what Rava said. Amar Rava Cholatayim Amai. Why did we say in last week's Rigya that when the Shaliach gets sick, he's allowed to hand it over to another Shaliach? Bishom the onus. Hainami onusu. Because it's an onus, it's out of his control. So it's understood that the Baal would want him to hand it over to somebody else. So to over here, it's out of his control. The shliach cannot hang around for the next 30 days. So Amalei, so Rava said to the shliach, "Mesor milah chamidinon, hand over your job to us. Then you appoint us to be the continuation shliach of the shliach." The lebasa plasin yomim mashven shliach. That after 30 days, we as the Beis Din will hand over to another shliach, and the get will be given at the proper time. So Amalei Rabbanan the Rava. So the Rabbanan who was sitting next to Rava questioned a shliach shodit legevishinu. This is also a concern of a shliach shodit legevishinu. The only time a shliach one can appoint shliach two is if shliach one is in control. If shliach one was able to give the get himself, so then he could potentially hand it over to another shliach. Or is over here. Shliach one could not give the get himself because the time hadn't come yet. The 30 days hadn't arrived. So the Rabbanan and the Tamidim and Rava thought that that's also considered to be like a shliach shlonit legerushin, and you cannot make a second shliach. So Amalhu, so Rav explained to him, no, this is not the same thing. Came into Labasa Klasin Yom and Matsi Megarish, Kishlech Shlonit Legerushin. This first shliach is a shliach shlonit legerushin. He does have the right, he does have the authority to give the get. Into and a half weeks from now. So it's not like the first case. In the previous case, where the shliach had no authority to give the get to somebody else, he simply, his job was to find out about Yumi. So that was called the shliach shlonit legerushin possibly. Whereas over here, shliach number one has full authority to give the get in 30 days from now. So therefore, he can appoint the second shliach even now. So now the Gemara asks a technical question on the story. Maybe we should be worried with something else, a whole new concern from left field. Which we want be that if 30 days are passing, that maybe the husband changed his mind, maybe the husband came back, And the husband came back and he made up with her, Shabbat P.A., so maybe the couple made up. So it's possible that we have an issue, it's called the get yashar on our hands. We spoke a little bit about this in the past, that once the get is written, the husband and wife are not allowed to be together in the same room. Because if they're together in the same room, they have yichud together, and if by some chance they have relations together, and she becomes pregnant, so that's going to be a little bit of a problem, because the get's going to be dated one day, and then this conception is going to be taking place a little bit later. Now, objectively, that's not terrible, because they're not divorced yet. Technically, until the get is given, they're still husband and wife, but it doesn't look very nice. So it's possible that people are going to start to murmur, start to say, Shemayomru Gita Karim Luvna. They're going to say that the couple was already divorced, and then the baby was conceived afterwards. That's going to be a big zilzo for the child. So therefore, Chazal said that whenever you have, it's going to get yashar, literally an old get, so you shouldn't give such a get. So here, there's a very real concern of a get yashar, because here 30 days have passed, and the husband's walking around, and you know what's happened in the last 30 days. Milo Tanan, don't we have the following concern? We have a mishnah that speaks about this, that me'achshav u'rabosim mekadeh yud beis chodesh, u'meis pesochi beis chodesh, areize get. The mishnah says later on that if a husband makes a condition, he gives his wife a get, that it should take effect now on condition that he doesn't return in the next 12 months, and then he dies in the interim. So then it's a get. So technically speaking, the get is a get because he didn't return. So the condition was fulfilled. So even though normally we have a rule that ain't get liachamisa, that a get cannot be given to take effect after the person dies, here it's not taking effect after the person died. Here it's taking effect retroactively to what he gave the get originally. But the Gemara has a problem. The Gemara says, Bavinimbo, we discussed that mission. We said, the Nechashem appears. Isn't there a concern that maybe in the interim of those 12 months, maybe the couple made up? So the Amar Rav Ravuna, the only way to explain that mission is Hachi Amma Abba Mar Mishpeh the Rav, that Rav Ravuna says his father, Ravuna, said the name of Rav, the Ayman and Menace Alai Lamish Labasi, that the husband made a specific condition that he believes his wife to say that he never came. So in other words, this whole thing is only a real far-fetched Chumum in the Rabbanan. We're afraid that maybe the husband returned, and maybe they were together, and maybe she became pregnant, and maybe there's a lot of maybes in that one. So the Gemara says you can stop the problem before it starts. If the husband makes a condition saying that I'm not going to say such thing, I'm not going to be mitzilas, I'm not going to start spreading rumors that I came back, and even if I do, I'm hereby making a declaration. Nobody should believe me. I trust the woman that she should say I didn't return. So the Gemara says that since that condition of the husband making that condition, that he shouldn't be believed to start spreading rumors, has to be put into place. In the story that we had with Rava, that didn't happen. In the story of Rava, so there's no mention of that happening. So why don't we go back to the concern of maybe it's a get yashar? Maybe the couple made up. So Rava was embarrassed. Rava realized that he made a mistake. But Gemara says, no, Baruch Hashem, the good news was he didn't make a mistake. The Sophie Loy Mills, so the end of the story, it turned out, that in fact, the couple were never really fully married in the first place. She was only Narusa. They had never had Nisuin. And therefore, when it comes to Narusa, the odds that the couple are going to go together and have relations together is unlikely. If the couple's been married for 20 years, she's in the Sua. So then you never know. Even though they decide to get divorced, they may get together one more time. But if she was only Narusa in the first place, so that's so unlikely that's going to happen, you don't have to be concerned. So Rava was saved by the bell. That even though when he gave the original Psach, he didn't know that piece of information, but Igwan Milsa turns out that he was right. He said that even though Chazal were concerned with getting Yasha, they were concerned with Shema Pies, that's only if the woman had already Nisuin, she was only Narusa, then there's nothing to worry. Rabbi said, this I do have a question. We have the following Shaila. At the top of Lamed Aleph, Kimash from Beis Din Shaliach, when the Beis Din makes a second Shaliach, the fun of Moshalah, the fun of. Is it necessary when the basin takes up the first shliach comes and we can't continue, we've got six, an emergency happened, so we hand it over to the basin, and the basin hands it up to the second shliach. Must the first shliach be present for that or not? Hadar Pashto, so Rabbi concluded now, that they before the Bein Shalom before that there's no need for the first shliach to be present, and Shalchem Itam, and that was in fact confirmed by Eretz Yisrael. Whenever the Shalchem Itam, that means the Amoraim, the Bava was saying that we got a message from the Amoraim in Eretz Yisrael, that it doesn't make a difference whether it was in front of the first shlich, not in front of the first shlich. This first shlich can make a second shlich, provided that he was a shlich to the Gerishin, and provided that it was an onus.
Why is that not always questioned?
Yeah. Oh, maybe every time there's a delay. Yeah. Yeah, Rashi gives you a whole story. So Rashi says, if you take a look at Shemekh Shemekh B.A.S., Rashi says that the Ein Zed Dumi Lashvura get Medina Sayyam, the Ein Okeveh Azman Lashahol Sabiya, though, that's from Lake Lamech Shemekh B.A.S., the name Amra Baal Hashir Kadmani, that when the Baal has no idea when the get's going to give him, so the Baal makes a shvur, says, don't bring a get to my wife, whatever you want. So the husband never knows when the get was actually given. We're living in a world before text. So he has no idea. He sent the shliach off. The shliach could have brought the get tomorrow. So the Baal is not going to go and travel and go together to be together with his wife if the get already took place. Whereas over here, he knows the get didn't take place because he put a time limit on and saying, don't give this get till 30 days. That's the reason why he has this concern over here.
There
is a concern
that the Baal needs to know who the shliach is.
No, so he doesn't really have to know that it's understood that when the Baal makes one shliach, so if the shliach just gets lazy, then he has no right to hand it over to a second shliach, because then we assume the husband really wanted him to do the job. But it's built into the understanding that if the first shliach, something happens to him that he can't do it, then he can hand it over to somebody else. So the top of Laman of Ralph, the third line, Ha'u di Amar. So a person said the following, Ilo asina atlos yomin. If I don't show up in the next 30 days, levegita. So let the get be effective. Also, so now he was coming. He was on his way. So he's about to walk it down. He's going to walk at the Beis Din, thinking that his coming is going to disqualify the get because the condition wasn't fulfilled. And guess what? Upaski mabra. At the last minute, the boat wasn't working. He couldn't get across the ferry. He couldn't get over the river. So amalum. So he's screaming it from the other side of the water. Chazul desoy. Chazul desoy. Look, I'm coming. So he's basically trying to say, I'm here. I did arrive. His condition was that if I don't arrive, then the get should be chal. So he's saying, I did arrive, but he didn't really come. His condition was he's going to come to the basin, he's going to come to the woman, he's going to come here, and he's a little bit short. So now we were arguing that, well, maybe it's not his fault. Maybe it's a shtickle ones. So maybe we should consider that his condition really wasn't fulfilled. So he's screaming and yelling, chazal dasoy, chazal dasoy. So Shmuel said, Lo Shmei Masya. So he said, Tachlis, he didn't come. He said, if you didn't show up, you didn't show up. I get stuck on the bridge, you get stuck in the traffic, whatever stories you have, we're sorry, but the Maya said, you didn't show up. Since you didn't show up, so therefore the get is going to take effect. Ahuda Amaluhu, now the Gemara tells a similar kind of a story. One person said, Ilo Pasinala Atlas Yomin Levegita. So we said that I'm going to give my wife a get, but it's only going to be effective if I don't try to appease her. I don't try to calm her down the next 30 days. So Azubaisa, so try to calm her down. And she refused to give in. She refused to be appeased. So Amar Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef said, Rabbi Yosef said, what do you mean? He didn't appease her. He didn't do the trick. It means he could have done more than he did. He could have given her a tak for the dinrim. I can't tell exactly how much it is, but it sounds like a lot of money. So he could have given her a lot of money. He could have given her something very, very special. Could have made her feel a little better, and he didn't do that. So why didn't he do that? So Rashi puts in, because he was an onion. He didn't have that much money. So sorry, that's the rule that we said before, that if you didn't fulfill your condition, you didn't fulfill the condition. It's not your fault. Sorry, you should have made that condition. That's what's called ein einis begitin. That if you give a get on Tanai, and the reason why you couldn't fulfill the conditions because of Aynas happened, that's not going to save the day. Those who say, I'm Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef said, no, since he tried really, really hard to fulfill this condition, so even though he didn't quite do as much as was theoretically possible, but need they tag for the dinner? Well, does he have to give it that much? He doesn't have that much money. So according to the second version of Rabbi Yosef, he did his best. He tried to appease her. She didn't give in, but the condition wasn't really fulfilled. So the bottom line is the Gemara says there are two versions of Rabbi Yosef. Is this get good or not? And this is really a fundamental question. Hakam on the Omer Yesh Einis Begitin, Hakam on the Omer Ein Einis Begitin. That there's a running machlokes the very beginning, it's the first sukkah and second sukkah of Beis, about whenever a condition is made in the realm of Gittin, and then the reason why the condition wasn't fulfilled was because of Einis. It wasn't his fault to get stuck, something happened. So is that a valid claim or not? So that's the two versions of the story as to whether we pass in Yeshua's beginning or whether Amos begin. But now we begin a new sugya, new Mishnah, which has absolutely nothing to do with Gittin. How in the world did it sneak into Masechet Gittin? As we remember, some of the previous Mishnahs that we learned about were cases where a person sends a get, the Medina Sayyam, a guy sends a get with a shliach, a 5-year journey. Now the shliach arrives and he wasn't sure. Can he give the get? Can he not give the get? How do you know that the person is still alive? Maybe the husband died. That's what we had a whole discussion about how old the husband was, etc. So the Mishnah said there's a basic principle called chazaka that the person was alive, he has a cheskes chayim. We assume that he's still alive until proven otherwise. So now the Mishnah gives a whole series of different halachas that work also along the lines of those chazakas. This is style sometimes of the Tanaim that the Mishnahs will digress a little bit to a really a non-gittin topic, but it has that underlying premise of the last Mishnah. So we'll kind of use this as an opportunity to speak about these halachas. So the Mishnah begins, Amal v'mos, the kindness of Levis Ani, Yos mafish alein mechelkon, mafish alein mecheske shen kayomen. So the Mishnah is talking about the following kind of a case. My next door neighbor, Mr. Cohn, is a little bit low on funds, so he wants to borrow money from me. I lend him $1,000, and he's not going to have $1,000 to pay me back. But what he will have is, as the year goes on, he'll be collecting some truma along the way. So he's more than happy to pay me back in that truma. Comes, what am I going to do with truma? I'm not a Cohn, I'm going to do truma. The answer is that as long as I give him the truma, and then he gives it back to me, so I fulfill the mitzvah of the Sinus Truma. I can't eat that Truma anymore, but now I can sell the Truma. So I can sell the Truma to a Kohen, or I can find someone else that have a very good close friend of mine as a Kohen. I can maybe have a relative who may be a Kohen for marriage, etc. So I may have some incentive to have this Truma. For me, it's going to be worth something. So I'll give it off to somebody else. So I'm going to set up a deal with him that I'm going to lend him $1,000. But as the year goes on, every time I separate Truma, I'm going to hold on to that truma and take it off the cheshbon, take it off the tally of the loan. That's called the malvah mosa kindness of lady. So it's good for the kohen because that way he got his original loan and doesn't have to pay back cash. And I'm okay. It's my opportunity to do chesed. And I don't lose anything anyway. I get my value back in terms of truma, and everyone's happy. So that principle is okay. You can do that with the kohen. You can do that with the lady. You can do that with the meister, that I'll separate meister. And meister is even better because I can actually eat it. Meister is mutter to non-kohanim. As long as I don't steal it from the lady here, I didn't steal from the lady. I'm taking it off of his treasury, whether he owes me in cash or if he has to ani. Do it with the name also. So I have somebody who have an ani. He needs the money right now. He doesn't want to wait for my ani in 6 months from now. So I'll lend him $1,000 and I'll say, no problem. In 6 months from now, when I take off all the mice ani that would normally go to you, I'll keep that. I'll hold on to that in lieu of the loan. So such an arrangement is perfectly okay. You're allowed to continue doing it.
What?
There's
no ani in 6 months.
Okay, you're very, very helpful. So comes the mission says that now the question becomes, how do I know that the guy's still alive? Because I made a deal with this guy, and then he moved to another town. So I'm still taking off the money off of that loan. How do I know he's still alive? If he's not alive anymore, then the whole deal is over. So that's the mission the Gemara is going to talk about whether the Yoshim have any responsibility whatsoever. But at first glance, the deal is over. And it was a bad investment on my behalf. I lost all my money. So how do I know he's still alive? So Mishnah says you can assume he's alive because he has a chazaka. The Einay Chavesh Shema Meis. Shema Meis HaKoyim HaLei B'Hesher Ani. Says the Mishnah, nothing to worry about. The coin's probably still alive. The lady's still alive. And guess what, Ari? The poor person is probably still poor. You don't have to be Chavesh Shema HaHesher Ani. Meisu, what if the person really did? What if the coin really did die? Maybe really did die. So then, I have to ask the Yoshim Rishus, can I continue this kind of a deal? So that's what I was going to elaborate a little bit more upon what the details of this part of this Mishnah are. What about if I want to have a little bit of an insurance policy here, I don't want to rely on the goodwill of the Yoshim to keep up this deal. I want to get my money back. So then I have to do it in a formal court, do it in a basin. If I do it in a basin, so then, well, they can look. Right. But the problem is that if this deal gets lost in the shuffle, so then if it gets canceled, then I have no longer the right to keep the children's advice for myself, and they're not going to have to pay back any money because they never agreed. The father never agreed to pay back cash. The original terms of the loan were for me to eat the children's advice. So it could be that my money may get lost. So I want this deal to continue, and the Yerushim may not necessarily want this deal to continue. So the Mishnah says that the way to avoid any concern by losing my money is that I make it authorized by the Beis Din. That would be acceptable. So yes, the Gemara, how does this deal start in the first place? The Afagavlo also the other day, the truth, the Maaseh never made it to the Kohen and the Levi. So if you think about it, I set up a deal in 6 months ago that I'm living $1,000, and then every time I'm a farmer, I have some produce, I'm just going to separate it and keep it for myself. Isn't there a mitzvah of the sinas trumas ma'aser? The produce was never given to the kohen, never given to the levy. So I never was yotzei the mitzvah. If I give it physically to the kohen, he gives it back to me and I want to sell it, that's okay. You know, I never even did that. So Amar Rav said, Makiri Kahuna Ulaviya, the two ways of pronouncing it. The correct way is Makari Kahuna, that's what Rashi says. And the Yeshiva's Dominicans say Makiri Kahuna. Why it got mispronounced in Yeshiva's, I'm not sure. But the Rashi was a pasuk that says, connects it to the word Makaro, Ishbeis Makaro. So I think it was just left over. Ishbeis Makaro, right? It was just left over. So comes, the Rav says, Makiri Kahuna means that I have a specific deal with the Kohen. I've been giving Mr. Kohen trumas for the last 50 years. So then we have an understanding he's always going to be the Makabal of my truma. So Rashi says, so all the other Kohanim are out of the picture. No other Kohen in the world expects to ever get truma from Sobolovsky. So anytime I'm offering the truma, that truma automatically, the moment it's ready, belongs to Mr. Kohen. So even though I never gave it to him, I never physically handed it over to him, the fact that I have this relationship with my Kirit Kuna with him, so that's good enough. So comes Shmuel. Shmuel said, no, that's not good enough. Shmuel said, I have to literally hand the truma ma'aser to somebody on behalf of this Kohen. So if I don't literally give it to Mr. Kohen, I got to give it to some other guy and say, B'zeicha, you pick up and acquire these trumas and ma'aser. Otherwise, I didn't fulfill my mitzvah v'sina. And this entire deal is going to be a bottle of mavuto. So the Gemara has two possibilities at this point how to explain this arrangement. Ulam amar Rabbi Yisi. Ula says that this Mishnah doesn't require Makir Kahuna and doesn't require an official Zechiyah. This is following the Tana Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi had a unique sheep in a few places in Shas that when Chazal wanted to make like a Takanas Chachamim, that it belongs to you, even though it doesn't really belong to you, we're going to do this to the Levana, Kohen, and Levi. We want to make this Takanas. This is a good thing for Kohen and Levi. They like these kinds of arrangements. So we're going to make like a Shtikal Efker, Mezen Efker. We're going to say she'inu zoch is treated like this. It comes and says kulu karav lo amri. The other amram didn't want to say rav's pshat. That's makir kuna. Makir loktani. It doesn't say the word anything about makir kuna in the Mishnah. Kishmul lo amri. They didn't want to say shmul's pshat. The mizakal loktani. The Mishnah doesn't say anything about somebody acquiring it. Kulu l'amri lo amri. Each one of the amram has a difficulty with the pshat. Nobody wanted to say ulus pshat. Kichidoy lo amri. We didn't want to make it be Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi was the sheep that we know made these kind of ashes of chesoches. I'm saying the Mishnah that the Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. So the bottom line is there are three pshatim in the Mishnah. Each one has its, as we point to it, one of the pshatim has to be right. Or else we have no working pshat in the Mishnah. Mitzvah Shem next time. So we'll continue with some of the intricacies in this halach from the